Welcome to 5 Myths in 5 Days. My name is Annie and I'm a Monash Youth Ambassador. We are debunking a myth each day this week with Dr. Glenn Melvin, an expert in youth mental health. Hi, Dr. Glenn. Would you like to introduce yourself a bit more?
Sure. Thanks, Annie. I'm a clinical psychologist and an associate professor at the School of Psychology at Deakin University. I teach doctoral and master's students in clinical psychology, and I do research about youth mental health. I'm also very passionate about this topic, so I'm really pleased to be here speaking to you today.
I am so pleased to have you here. And today we are going to be talking about the myth, grades are everything. So as it is exam season, many students are facing stress about their grades and falling into the mindset that my grades have to be perfect. Dr. Melvin, do our grades really reflect our capabilities and are they really everything?
Well, Annie, I think it's a good question. I think it can be a bit of a trap to think of our grades as being everything. I like to think of people as being a bit like a forest, and I'll explain what I mean. For a healthy forest, we need lots of different types of trees or shrubs and grasses. And I think for people, they're sort of the same. They have to have a bunch of things going on in their lives. Grades and academic performance is perhaps one of those trees, but they need a bunch of other trees as well. And that might be elements of their personality. That might be a tree, something they feel good about in their lives. Maybe sporting abilities are another tree. So it's a combination of these different capacities that really make us up.
I think that is a very interesting metaphor and a very great analogy to look at this perspective. And I have also personally experienced the feeling of being trapped in this kind of mindset where I feel like grades are directly connected to whether I'm smart enough or whether I'll succeed later in life. Talking about the effects of this mindset, how do you think overly prioritizing our grades could impact our stress, well-being, self-esteem, and learning?
Well, I think over-prioritizing anything can cause us problems. If we get back to the idea of the forest, if we have too much focus on one tree and we tend to that one tree too much and we don't tend to the other trees, other parts of us, and we let that go, then that can be problematic. The risk is that if our grades then drop for some reason and we've defined ourselves by our grades, we can end up not feeling too good about ourselves. I think it's important to think about ourselves in terms of a range of factors and abilities and qualities, and grades are just one of those trees. And this gets back to the idea of a good education should really be preparing us to be contributing members of society, not just people that can turn out good grades.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more important to focus on the broader perspective than to just focus on our grades. And I have also observed that it's very common for students to believe in this myth. Why do you think students tend to think this way?
Well, I think there's a few things sort of probably going on here. There are messages that sort of filter down through society. We award academic excellence and students want to do their best. Perhaps the origins of this myth come from a good place of people wanting to see young people sort of succeed. But for some, it's not terribly helpful. And it's this, and perhaps gives a narrow view of what it is to be successful and someone who achieves. And as we've been sort of discussing, our futures are determined by more than our grades. Sure, though there's the reality that our education system is sort of set up this way and ATARs are used to determine sort of entry to courses. This is, I guess, the reality. So I think in a number of areas this is starting to change, and there are other methods used for selecting students into courses, such as interviews. And this sort of decreases the focus on purely the ATAR and looks to see if people are personally kind of suited to a course or a degree. So it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, it's great to hear that as a society, we're heading towards a more positive point of view towards looking at grades. So for our last question, how do you think students can view grades from a more productive, positive, and relaxed perspective, especially when exam stakes are higher like the ATAR?
Yeah, certainly acknowledge that ATAR exams are high stakes, but I think we need to think flexibly about those sort of next steps in life and have a plan for what you want to do, which is based on what ATAR you think you might get, but also then have another plan. I think the other thing to take away is that from a more positive and relaxed sort of perspective is focusing on your own performance. There will always be someone who's smarter and perhaps gets better grades. Okay, we've established that. Let's put that to the side. Let's leave that alone. That's just a reality. Can't change that. But then if we can focus on what you can do and work on that, and if you feel the need to compare, compare to yourself where you were perhaps last year and notice what skills or abilities, what you've learned, how much you've developed over that time. There's probably then a number of ways that they can find a role or a job or a course that's in line with their values. If they value working with their hands, working on computers, maybe they value making a difference to a social cause. There's probably a variety of ways to achieve those goals. In line with this, just coming back to that point about focusing on what we can change and leave aside what we can't. For example, you can work on developing your skills in persuasive writing and English, but you can't change a poor test result that might have happened in the lead up to exams. That's behind you, can't change that. Focus on what you can work on there. That's a more productive approach. And remember that some things that aren't directly measured by our grades are very important to our success, such as our interest and passion for what we're learning and our persistence and determination. These are really important factors that aren't wholly measured by our grades.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very important to focus on personal growth and having a growth mindset that we can improve instead of getting caught up in our mistakes in the past. Finally, thank you so much for giving us your insight today, Dr. Melvin. I really hope this episode helps students through the exam season and cope with academic stress. Check out Monash Youth Services this week to hear more Myths Debunked with Dr. Melvin.